Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
Death Comes Knocking by Graham Bartlett and Peter James, read by Daniel Wayman and introduced by Graham Bartlett. One of the most common saviours of our sanity is gallows humour, or the hilarity found in the macabre. We hear in the Grace novels dozens of instances of this, and all evoke in me memories of how it helped us cope, free from today's political correctness Gestapo bearing down. Some of the acronyms that describe the various states or liabilities of those involved in road crashes may seem insensitive. Fubar Bundy, fucked up beyond all recovery, but unfortunately not dead yet, and Dodie, dead one did it, are both examples of the dark wit of all emergency service workers. But they serve a purpose in keeping us sane amid the horrors we face. Like so many of my colleagues, several of the characters in the Roy Grace series would be either the instigator or the target of merciless banter. D.S. Norman Potting, with his old-school roots and his crass political incorrectness, shows his colours throughout with his injudicious comments in briefings, some of which are shocking, but many display the hilarity required to survive consecutive murder inquiries. D.I. Glenn Branson, with his sharp dress sense, encyclopedic knowledge of the movies, and his background as a club bouncer, receives as much teasing for this as he doles out to his friend and boss, Roy Grace, over his age and musical tastes. I hate to think what revolting substitutes would have been placed in D.S. Bellamoy's ever-present Malteser box, just waiting for her hand to spontaneously grab while beavering away in the incident room. When I was a patrol officer, most police stations had social clubs. Those who never had to face the misery and violence that frontline policing dishes up in spades saw these bars as a luxury. However, after a frenetic late shift, I and many like me found them a welcome sanctuary where our unofficial debriefs could be held in relative privacy. We had to unwind, and the stuff we needed to talk about was not fit for public ears.